that help dancers to get mentally stronger, physically stronger, and financially stronger. You need to have that self-belief because nobody's going to believe in you in the beginning.
Welcome to Dance Specific Talks. This podcast is made for us dancers, and our goal here is to inspire dancers from all over the world to become better, both on and off the dance floor. We want to provide you with a platform where we dancers can share and learn from each other. So let me introduce to you your host for this podcast, T-Sir, and remember as always, by dancers, for dancers.
What's up, party people, and welcome back to another episode of your favorite dance podcast, Dance Specific Talks. Today we are traveling all the way to Cape Verde as we are meeting no one else than Sebastian from Be Fit and Sensual.
When I look at where I'm coming from, I know I'm blessed, and I close my eyes and smile. Sometimes I feel like the richest man in Babylon. And I've done my best, so everything's all right inside. Oh, every morning, I rise, I stare at the sun.
Now, what do you need to know about Sebastian? He is not only the creator of his own online business that he has been running for over 7 years, helping dancers with their health, both mentally and physically, getting stronger. He has now also created a new product called Passion to Profit, where he helps dancers from all over the world to make their passion turn into their career as making an online profit business where you can earn 3 to 5K euros, where you can earn between 3 to 5,000 euros per month in recurring revenue. We wanted to get to know all about what he's up to, and we jumped on this interview, and it's exactly 2 years ago since we started this podcast with the first interview with Sebastian. It means a lot to me, and now let's get it going. Welcome to this interview, Sebastian!
What's up?
Hey, man, you have to tell everyone, where are you located in the world right now?
At this very moment, I'm in the Cape Verde Islands, actually. Western Africa and archipelago outside of Western Africa, so I'm there really enjoying my time.
Damn, for a lot of people, maybe they don't know, but your father is from there. You made a choice a long time ago that one day you're going to move, and now you've made it, man. How does it feel?
Finally. I mean, it's one of those things that, like, everybody has bucket lists, but I really have a bucket list. Like, a lot of people talk about, yeah, there's bucket list, the things, blah, blah, blah. They're like, no, I really have, like, a list of things that I'm going to accomplish by a certain age, and I've been crushing it so far. But one of the things that I always wanted to do is to be able to speak Creole, which is our native language here. Because I don't do it fluently. And I said I wanted to do it before I turned 30. I am 30 now, so I'm gonna complete that mission within this year. So it's absolutely incredible. Like I'm walking down. I'm here with my father. My father moved here also. So it's me, my best friend, my best friend's little brother, my father. No, what I wanted to say was that, like, it's incredible to just walk down these streets over here, and it's like my father says, like, hey, your great grandmother used to live here. It's like, it's all of those crazy experiences very casually on a daily. So it's a lot to take in, for sure.
It's insane. And when it comes to bucket list, I also just want to give you the biggest shout out, because exactly 2 years ago, we recorded the first episode of my podcast, and you were my first guest. And when I look at that, I just can look back and see how much has happened for the both of us within those 2 years. When we did that interview, I didn't even think about having a podcast. I just wanted to support your online business that you have been running for over 7 years remotely. Exactly. And I wanted to highlight that. And I had no idea what that was going to turn into when it comes to me becoming a podcast. Now I'm hired as a moderator, helping other people create their podcasts. And
building
it's such
your
a
own
blessing.
Team within your podcast, helping others, hiring others.
Exactly. Exactly. So that.
Yourself also 100%.
Yeah. And so I just also want to shout you out, because you are one of these people in my life and in other people's lives, which believes really when you see potential, you believe it and you go for it. And so with the same strength and power, you also believe in a lot of other people. And I know that when you started with your concept, I remember how you were the only one who had to believe a lot in your concept in order for it to work and take off.
Thank you for saying that. And I mean, in general, I think self-belief is of the most importance. I believe it's one of the most underrated skills that we as, I mean, any dancer, any creative needs to have that self-belief in order to communicate out to the world whatever he or she wants to express, right? Whether it's through art or like drawings or music or dancing, like, or entrepreneurship, starting your own online business, like I'm helping people with now, right? Like, you need to have that self-belief, because nobody's going to believe it. Nobody's going to believe in you in the beginning. It all comes down to, okay, I see an opening. I'm going to go for it. Let me see where this ends up. And I need to believe in myself.
Yeah. And I mean, you have devoted so much time in believing that dancers should be healthy, should get the right training, should get the right food, you know, and now you have met thousands of dancers. What is a common problem or issue when it comes to the self-belief and also for dancers to move forward in their career?
I mean, that's a great question. So I'm helping dancers with three things, right? I help dancers to get mentally stronger, physically stronger, and financially stronger and we divide that into two products, mental and physical. That's one product or one company, if you will. So it's called Dancers Health. And then we have another one that's called Passion to Profit, which is where we help dancers turn their online profit or turn their passion into online profit and help them make 3,000 to 5,000 euro recurring within 90 days. And the thing is, really, when it comes to like the biggest thing that are holding us back when it comes to self-belief is yourself. Like, most dancers don't understand that. It's like, that's the most common questions I get. It's like, okay, wow, can we really make that much money? Like, yes, we can. We just need to understand how to do it, because it hasn't been done before, like in the open, right? Like, if there is a dancer that's making money, he or she like shies away with it. It's not like you're openly expressing, hey, look, I'm doing it, you can do it too. So I think that is a big thing, is the belief in self, and also just have the courage, because a lot of dancers forget how courageous we are as a default state, right? Like, just being a dancer or being a creative or any dance educator, I'm going to say dancer. And then if you're a dance educator or a dance scientist or any type of artist, just hear that instead. But as a dancer, you have to be courageous. You have to be brave in order to strive after this career that you're going for. But what a lot of us forget is that we have that bravery inside of us. And that is something we need to pick up in different occasions in life, right? Or different spheres in life. So you learned a lot doing this dancing career of yours. Like, you learned that you have to put in hours. You learned that you could trust yourself in order to go against what people told you. You learned so many things about yourself, but you didn't acknowledge them. So now when it's time for you to, again, for example, go online and make money online, because you didn't acknowledge your wins, your previous wins, you can't build on top of them. So now you're standing here and now you feel that, oh my God, I'm in a completely new sphere. I'm in a completely new realm of life, and I'm not brave enough for this. But if you would have acknowledged the things in the past that you've done, you would have seen, hey, I did that. I also did this and I did that thing over there. And that's because I know I can do that. I also have the belief in myself that I can do this. Hmm. Did that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. And I know, because you have helped me get through that as well. And I know when me and my partner Sabu wanted to create more workshops and more of an intimate online program, we didn't know where to start. And for us, it was really hard, because we were like, no, but we're the best with face-to-face contact. And as a lot of dancers, we are like so addicted to that energy and so reliant on face-to-face energy that going online is such a hard thing to visualize. And suddenly the self-confidence you have in teaching a workshop for 100 people, all the self-confidence goes away as soon as you even mention the word online. And that was really, really something I needed the help with, because I know what it means to take a leap of faith, but I never do it if I don't have some kind of guidelines or a strategic plan. And I think that that is exactly what Passion to Profit is helping with. It's not a take a leap of faith and we'll be here sharing for you only. No, it's like step to step. This is how you do it. I'm going to guide you through all these words and things and all these millions of courses that you could take as an online entrepreneur. It's like basically shaped for dancers in a very easy way.
Exactly. Like, we want it to be streamlined, right? Like, the way I see it is like, we want to give you the right content to fit the context at the right time. So it's like the right content at the right time. Because I take this from dancing, right? Like, everything I do, I can just, okay, but how did I do when I was becoming who I am inside of dancing? Because when you start to dance, you start to dance because, okay, I want to know how to do this. Yeah, but you don't start there. You start with this. And then after a few weeks, maybe you start doing like waves technique. Like this.
Yeah.
Like, it's step by step by step, because I know I want to be able to do these things. I know I want to be able to make 5,000 euro online. But if I throw everything at you at the same time, then you're just going to get overwhelmed. Overwhelming leads to procrastination. Procrastination leads to giving up. So that's not beneficial for none of us. So what we do in Passion to Profit is that we have really streamlined the entire thing. It's like, okay, how do we create your perfect business? Not my perfect business. I love to talk. Like, I'm not a writer. I'm dyslexic. It doesn't look good when I write. So I've made talking into my superpower. Now we have students inside of Passion to Profit that is really, really uncomfortable in front of the camera. So how can we make sure that we still can communicate your message and create your business the way you want it to be created, right? Mm. We're not building my business. I already got my business and I love it. Now we're building yours. What do you want? How do you want it to be? How much money do you want to make? How do you want to impact the world, more importantly, right? And that is such an important message that we want to come across. Is like, you don't need a website. You don't need a big following. You don't need a logo. You just need if you have a social media account and you have 25 followers, then we can help you make at least 3,000 euro of monthly recurring revenue.
Mm. I think that a lot of dancers that maybe are listening to this goes, well, there's already so much online things out there. Like, why would my course or my coaching program or my classes online, you know, even make it out there there's already so much?
And that's such a good question. That's such a valid excuse to not get started, right? It's like, why would I start a podcast? There's so many podcasts out there. Yeah, but that's exactly the same conversation that we had in the beginning. It's like, there is this many podcasts out there. Then there are these many podcasts about art. Then there are these many podcasts about dancing. Then there are these many podcasts about dancing, the individual person that is the dancer inside of that style. And then there is this many podcasts, one about dancers in every realm of life and their personal life and how they became the one they are. So it's like a personal development course or personal development combined with dancing in a podcast. Then we got dance specific talks. So what we're doing, and that's what a lot of dancers do wrong, right, when they're thinking in that way that we just explained, is like, okay, but why should somebody buy my course? Because there are so many different courses out there. Of course, nobody will buy your course. Nobody will come to your Zoom class if you promote it as, let's say, you do hip-hop level one, right, or bachata sensual level one. Nobody will come to that. Because if you're having hip hop level one, then you're all of a sudden competing with Le Twins that also happens to have hip hop level one. Or if you do bachata level one, now you're competing against Alemana or Korken Judith. So you're competing in these giants, right? But what we help you do is that we help you to really find your super niche, make sure that you become a niche is like your target market, right? So we make sure that it's really, really specific and you are teaching a really, really specific result, right? So I'm not a business coach. I help dance educators make 3,000 to 5,000 euro every month within 90 days. I help a very specific group of people to get a very specific result within a very specific time frame. Now I'm no longer competing against all the business coaches that is up here. I've narrowed it down to a very specific niche. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
So instead of thinking general, you are an expert in something. My dancing, I help dancers. I do body isolations. That's what I do. I don't teach hip hop. I don't teach popping. I teach body isolation. And that's what I did when I was able to travel the world. Mm-hmm. I don't teach. I'm not a personal trainer. I'm a dance specific trainer. I help dancers. Mm-hmm. I could help soccer players, but I choose dancers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. And the other question that probably a lot of people think is, well, easy for you to say, you're this cool hip hop guy with a six pack that has great views of Cape Verde in the background on all your videos. And they might be like, we are in some dark corner of Europe. I don't look like that. I'm not in a young age, or I don't have the figure for it. What do you say to those dancers?
First of all, it's hard for me to even relate to that because I'm not that person. But so what I say is that don't look at me. I'm creating my business. But I could look at you and I could say, hey, but you are stable in one spot. You have so much more life experience than I have. You have so many different types of skill sets that as only being 30, I have, like, I can only imagine what I would be able to do if I had your type of skill set. And then I would, first of all, we could say that so I could flip it. So I could flip the script on it. But more importantly, I would point at our other students that are doing that, like Danny, for example, who didn't have Instagram when we met her, a single mother of three, lives in the Isle of Wight, and is crushing it. Like, she's crushing it. She just started her own online business, who quit her full-time job after being employed for, I think it was 17 years at the same spot. She quit her full-time job and is now working full-time with her dance passion. So if she can do it, why couldn't you do it?
Mm. Exactly. And I think it's also about when we look at ourselves and we see the flaws, right? For example, the insecurities come when maybe a life change happens, like, this dancer became a parent, or I actually hurt myself, I injured myself as a dancer. So and then turning those things into the niche of, like, I'm helping dance moms and dads to come back to, or I am helping people prevent injuries, or, you know, so to flip it to your niche.
We need to find your superpower. Like I said, I'm dyslexic. I don't write. I talk. That's what I do. I don't want to be a business coach. I want to be a dance business coach. Why? Because then I want to be inside of the dance realm still, right? Like the atmosphere of dancing. I still want to be part of it. I don't want to work with helping dancers get €1 million a month. Like, that's not what I do. Like, I narrow down and I make sure to help this specific individualized group of people and make that my superpower. Same thing with my coaching business when I'm doing health, right? Like mental and physical strength. Like, I injured my knee twice. Like, I done two knee surgeries. I've been depressed. I've been suicidal. I had a panic anxiety attack for years. Now, so I could have said, who am I to even consider starting or even considering becoming a personal trainer? I've done two surgeries. I've barely survived this panic anxiety thing and depression that I went through. But what I can do also is to say, hey, look, I got all of this life experience. I've been through the same shit that a lot of other people have been through. Let me use that and help people get out of that similar situation that I got out of. Right. Mm.
And it's also about the higher cost, right? If you don't do it, then you're also closing the doors for other people to do it. If you don't show it, then how are you going to be shining the light on the path there is there? And I think it's so exciting now also because you have moved also to Cape Verde, and there's a whole society there which you could maybe potentially in the future also inspire.
It's not a maybe. That's 1,000%. It's in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. It will happen. But I'm not going to do it now, because if I do it now, it's going to take away focus from what I'm doing. So I need to do my thing first. Then when I know my thing, when I'm 100% certain of it, and when my economy is flowing in, now I can give back more. We already have people here in Cape Verde that we're helping setting up their business. We are there. But if I'm going to do that, I need to first be able to speak Creole. You know what I mean? So first I need to speak Creole, which I will finish. Like, I will be fluent within 3 months, 100%. And then after that, it's like, okay, but what is the next step, right? Because the same thing here. You need to respect like the journey you are on. If I'm here, like, you can't jump over here straight away. You have to walk all of the steps.
Exactly.
Yeah, keep going.
No, but it's exactly that. And it's about that higher cause of when it feels scary, how dare you not do it? Because there are so many people that are scared. And I'm saying it out loud for also myself to be reminded of it. But so many times when things are scary, it's because it means something to us. And we care deeply about it because we know it can make a profound change for ourselves. And that's why we feel fear. Exactly. And we're going to have to start converting that into indication of, oh, this is probably where I'm going to go, because I feel something about this.
Exactly.
And it's uncomfortable because I know it might change my life and other people's lives on the way as well.
There you go. And I also want to point out that it's like, there are so many dancers. There are so many of us dancers. You come into their classes and you just understand that, like, you're not a dancer. Like, you're a therapist. You're essentially a therapist, and you're using dance as a tool to get people out of trauma, to get out of, to get through whatever they're going through. Like, look at you guys. Look at you, Sabu. Look at Buki, what she's doing. Look at, like, there's so many people. And it's like, but you have that skill, but you're not getting paid for it. It's like, you don't see that. Like, how, you don't you understand that you're not getting paid your worth here? And maybe you are, but you don't have the audacity or the bravery, or I don't know what to call it, even to actually get paid your worth. So, and it's not even only getting paid your worth, it's also to putting your product out there. You have this self, it's almost like self-sabotage or self-hate. I haven't fully like put my mind into understand what it actually is, but it's like, you don't put yourself out there because you are scared of judgment or fear of failure or fear of something. So you still have these old ghosts that are pulling you back, while you know that it's your moral obligation. I'm going to look into the camera and say this. I believe that it's your moral obligation. If you have a skill that you can help others to get through whatever it is, if it's trauma, if it's sexual abuse, if it's whatever it is, as a dancer, and you can help others get out of that, even if it's just get more confidence, right, to feel more sexy, is your moral obligation to help them to get there. And the only way you can do that is to push your product out to the market, have a great offer that I know you can create, but you need to do that. If not, you are literally doing a disservice. You're selfish. That's the number one thing. You're holding others back. Imagine how many people that are suffering because you did not put out your program. That's what you need to put your mind into. You need to remove yourself from the equation. You don't matter. Look at the result and how much you can help other people, right?
Right. Wow. That's like a mic drop out right there. But that's the thing, right? Like, when you now have started to create passion to profit, that is a new thing for you in a way, because it is a completely different product than the Be Fit Essentials normal offers.
It's essentially a new company, just that we're doing it under the same. It's essentially a new company.
Yeah. And so far, what have made you keep going? Have there been a moment or, student that has reached out to you or something that made you go, oh, shit, I know why I'm doing this now?
100%, 100%. We have, I mean, there's so many times, right? There's so many times when you, it's a special thing to wake up when you forget to turn your phone off at night, which I always do. But you wake up in the middle of the night because your phone is getting bombarded with text messages. And it just says, thank you. You changed my life. I just made my first sale. I just closed my first student. I made like 1,200 euros or I made 1,500 euros. Because I know that feeling, right? I know that feeling when you didn't believe in yourself. Then you started to believe in yourself, or you believed in an idea and then that worked and now you believe in yourself. So helping dancers get financially stable, because I've been broke. I've never been broke, I've been poor. And I mean, like, I was never broken, but I was poor. Poor as a joke for a lot of years. Being a dancer, modeling, traveling, blah, blah, blah. Outwards, I was crushing it. But inside, like I know my financials, my financial statement was minus, you know what I mean? So I've been that, I've been there. So I know how much 1,500 euro can per month. I know how much that can change you. You know what I mean? I know that, whew, wow, like, damn, that's awesome. And so that is, I have so many stories of our students making money that I can run over. And it's not that, like, here's the thing. Before I'm going to keep answering your question, but I want to say this. A lot of dancers are hearing me now. And it's like, oh, but he only talks about money. Yes, because that's my job. In Passion to Profit, my thing, what I help dancers with, is to make money. My bigger mission is to impact the lives of 10 million people. That's my bigger mission. But I can't do that alone. So my goal is to help you guys make as much money as humanly possible, so we can impact as much people as humanly possible while giving back to charity. But it's important to remember that the only time we, in Passion to Profit, my students, make money is when we change people's lives, right? So it's a direct correlation there. But I'm already assuming that if you come to us and you are really passionate and you want to turn your passion into profit, I'm already assuming that you are passionate about helping others, right? Because I am. So that's why you come to me. Right. If you just want to make money, then you shouldn't come to a program called Passion to Profit, because I'm assuming that you're working with your passion. Then you should go and, you know, trade crypto, for example. Like, go and do that. It's going to go faster. You're going to make more money and it's going to go faster, probably. Do you know what I mean? So there is definitely that. And then, I mean, we have something, we've been doing scholarships also. A lot of people don't know this, but it's like there is people inside of Passion to Profit that couldn't didn't have the financial means at that moment in their life to join our program. But when we started speaking with them, when we understood, it's like, okay, but we can actually help this person go to where she wants to get. She had big dreams about a single mom, lived overseas, full-time dancer, full-time office, full-time single mom. So we said, hey, like, can we actually help her? And we started looking into her profile and said, yes, we can. But she can't join. Okay, let's give her a scholarship and then we find a solution later, right? Let's just get her ongoing and then just start to make money and then we can, you know, find a solution later. So when you do that and then you see it pays off and it's like, hey, and I just made $1,500 or like euros. I made this money on my first month. When you say that, it's like, you get proud, right? Like I would be lying if I said I wasn't proud over our accomplishment, because I know how much I worked to get here. So when you get that that recognition from someone else, it's like, wow, shit, like she won, like she's winning and I am part of her winning. So when she wins, I win. So that is just an amazing feeling. Like I would be lying if I said it wasn't.
Yeah, because it needs to also be your passion to create Passion to Profit. Like,
of course.
Otherwise, it's not correlating. And that's what's so beautiful to hear, that it's about enabling more people to work with what they love.
That's the
essentially
thing,
right? Like, why are we so many dancers that have quote unquote other side or real jobs come next to our dancing when we so often want to work with dancing. And we know that it also is, I think we need to broaden the perspective a little bit about what we as dancers can give, because it's not only certain techniques in a certain style, it's also the self-confidence that you can give within those styles, but with these dancers. And
and that's the niche, right? That's the niche. Don't focus on creating a hip hop class for dancers. No, no, no. Help me to get more confident in my dancing while I'm in a cypher or when I'm partner dancing. How do I feel sexy and sensual while doing a kizomba, blah, blah, blah. Like, that's the niche. It's so much bigger than just helping dancers dance, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And now you're going to start off the Passion to Profit, the starting groups where people can enroll.
Yes.
If there's a dancer out there who's listening, who's just like, oh, this is exactly what I've been looking for, how can they even get in contact or enroll into the program?
So yeah, it's definitely an enrollment process, but the best thing you can do is just to contact me at Sebastian, my name spelled out, _ BFIT, at Sebastian, Sebastian, not E-N, Sebastian, _ BFIT. Reach out to me there and let's have a conversation. We don't work with everyone, and it's not to say that I don't work, that you need to have a following or you need to have a skill in dancing, but the energy needs to be right. Definitely. I put a lot of time into my students, and I'm very, especially where I am, the moment I am in my life right now, I'm very protective of who I invite into, you know, our company or into my
space.
Home space. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Into my space. So we don't work with everyone, but we can help. If you have a dance, if you're a dancer, I'm promising you, we can help you to get at least 3,000 within 90 days.
Boom. I think that that's amazing. And we're going to link everything in the description below. And just to, you know, finish off a little bit, I know it's not really the start of the year anymore, but you just moved. You have family, you have your best friend there and everything. What are some of the things you really look forward to? It doesn't have to be business goal oriented, but what are some things you're looking forward to this year?
Learning more about myself, I'd say. It's hard if you're not from, if you don't have roots in a foreign country and you are born with having all your grandparents, all your cousins, everything that is you is already there. It's presented to you. It wasn't that for me. I didn't have that growing up. So every day I'm learning more and more about myself. I'm learning more about my culture. I'm understanding more who I am. I'm understanding more why I am the way I am. So learning Creole, learning more about myself. And honestly, like fucking every time we enroll someone to or Passion to Profit or our Dancers Health program, it's an exciting day. Like we dance. I'm on like we have a dance we do here at the office or where me and my partner, because we know it's like, okay, this person have taken a huge step and now we have the honor to help that person to go in that journey. So just more students, helping more people. And I mean, there's so much fun shit happening. I'm going to be honest with you. There's so much good shit happening. Like, we're going to travel more. We're probably heading to South America within a couple of months, or by the end of the year at least. Opening some type of charity here in Cape Verde. And I'm excited about life. Excited about life. And therefore, I'm like very guarded with my energy right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that sounds...
Yeah.
Really, really healthy.
What about you? What about you? What are some of the things you look forward to? Yeah, damn it.
Oh, yeah. No, but I feel the same. I really do. Last year was a lot of trying out different stuff and really just falling into a new aha moment where I'm like, okay, I have been teaching dancing since I've been 15 years old. I have come to a part of my life where I don't want to just teach dance steps anymore. I don't just want to give you a choreo. I really fundamentally want to get in there. And I believe that we can change a lot of the fears and the insecurities by just getting to know, as you say, who we are. Yeah. And I'm definitely on that journey. And I'm on that journey with a lot of my people, you, Sabu, a lot of people in my life. And now, since we are on that journey, me and Sabu decided to create the hashtags feelings first concept, which is basically a complete transformative experience through workshops, through retreats. And we're just ready to take it out of the normal dance studio and really getting in there and getting down to what really is important for people. Mm. And on top of that, amen, Dance Pacific Talks. I want to create the number one dance podcast in the world. And I believe that starts with the right conversations and getting to know the people and the humans that we look up to as dancers. But they are also humans that go through things. And sometimes I think that they don't get enough light and shine on their stories, but also that we don't really get to know what obstacles they have overcome in order to get where they are. Yeah. And that is the two things I'm most devoted to right now. Of course, you will find me out in Amsterdam every week, crushing these dance floors because I missed it throughout my travels. But I am also very happy just enjoying springtime and sun and, you know, just landing and grounding after such a profound travel that we've been doing for the last 3 months. It's a lot. It's a lot. And I'm very, very happy and excited. And as you say, I'm also more conservative with my, not conservative with my energy, but more careful to not spread myself thin.
Yeah, for sure.
When you get excited, it's easy to do so.
For sure it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a balance everybody have to master individually. I think that's an impossible thing to teach to anyone. You have to master it by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, since we are on this interview together right now, I'm not going to let you skip my last part, which is fill in the gaps, and where basically you end with one word or a sentence, and that's going to be your answers. Are you ready?
How many do I get? How many questions is coming?
I think I'm going to hit five on you. Yeah.
Shoot. Okay. I'm ready. Born ready.
The most courageous thing I have done lately was?
Decided that some of the relationships I was in was not serving me.
Boom.
So I decided to end them.
Good
More
on
than
you.
One. More than one. That is the most courageous thing I've done lately.
That is some hard shit. Good on you. All right, next one. The first thing I do in the morning is?
My morning routine.
Getting some movement in there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have a pretty like strict morning routine I follow lately. So like I brush my teeth without toothpaste in the morning. I scrape my tongue. I drink lime water or lemon water. I do breathing exercises. I meditate. I do 20 minutes of mobility with my window open. And I light candles.
You see, that's it. That's it.
Yeah,
I do. So maybe this will be a little bit of an extra question on that. Self-love and self-care is for me.
Staying disciplined. I believe staying disciplined and doing what you're supposed to be doing when you're supposed to be doing it, whether you feel like it or not, is the absolute highest form of self-love.
Because you show up.
I believe when you're procrastinating, I believe when you are doing what you are not supposed to be doing, if that is drinking soda or doing, you know, gossiping or whatever you know that you're doing on a regular that you know you shouldn't be doing, I believe that is, it's self-hate. It's self-hate. There's no other way for me to explain it. It's like, that's self-hate. And I'm guilty of it also. Make no mistake about it. I'm guilty of it also. I'm not in any way, shape, or form not procrastinating. But I know when I'm doing it, I believe it's self-hate.
Mm. All right. Dancing in my life right now means?
Same as it always has done. Everything and absolutely nothing. It's part of who I am, but it's not who I am. I'm not taking classes. I haven't been taking classes in years. I don't even dance every month, but I dance all the time because as soon as there is music on, I'm always here. And as soon as I'm feeling bad, I always go back to dancing. As soon as I feel that I need to fill up my own cup, I always default back to dancing. So it's such an ingrained part of who I am, but I don't feel that dancing is the only thing I am.
Mm. How liberating that can be when our entire identity can sometimes be laid upon dancing. And when we can't do it for different reasons, we lose who we are.
Exactly. So. And that's exactly what I went through. That's exactly what I went through. And I've been doing it several times, like in all of my surgeries, when I was feeling, when I went through my depression, when I went through like all the things I've done. That is definitely one of the things is like, I am not only this dancer. I'm much more than just that. And dancer for me doesn't mean that I have to fill in the gap of like, I have to take class. Well, if I don't take class, I'm not a dancer. That's not at all what it is. That's not at all what it is.
Mm.
So it's way bigger than that. What is that sound? I heard that sound a couple of times now, but I don't find it.
I don't know. I don't think it's for me.
Is it me?
I think so.
It's me?
I think
okay,
so.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what is popping up.
All right. I'm going to hit you with the last one. And I know you're the right person for this because I've never asked this one before. If I die tomorrow, I want to be remembered by
how fucking sexy I am. No, I'm joking. If I die tomorrow, I want to be remembered as the thing, as the guy I am, as the things I've done, you know, for the things I've done. I'm very proud of my accomplishments. I'm very proud of them because I'm aware of them, because I acknowledge my accomplishments, right? We're going like to circle back what we spoke about before. My company was the first company on the planet that, as far as we know, and we did numerous hours of research in this, but I might be wrong here. We are the first company who are dedicated entirely on focusing on making dancers mentally and physically stronger. We were the first one our BeFit and Sensual Festival. We did that 3 years in a row. We helped thousands of dancers become mentally stronger. We're changing life on a daily. And just, you know what I mean? Just being a good guy. Like I believe I go to bed feeling happy because I know I did my best as a person today. You know what I mean? So it's also like all the professional accomplishments, but then at the same time, it's just my normal self. Like, I love me. I love me. Like, I truly love who I am. Nobody loves Sebastian more than Sebastian. I promise you that. And with that being said, I'm happy of being me. So I just want to be remembered for the things I've done. And
Amen. This is amazing. And I can't explain again how proud I am, you know, for everything you have done. I mean, I've seen you for more than 10 years going after the things you want, and so many memories, man, of laughter, of silliness, of working, of dancing. And I just can't wait to keep on following you, your journey. I am so excited for you and so impressed from idea to execution. You are one of the biggest inspiration living in my life, you know. So with that being said, super proud to call you my fam, but also for the things you have done and for the person you still have remained to be, because that is also another thing. We tend to change a lot when money comes into the picture.
That's...
and success comes into the picture, and you have stayed the same. And I appreciate that.
Thank you. I honestly think that money is, like the way I see money is very different, I believe, from how a lot of people say it. I think money is one of the most important tools that you can ever accumulate within this physical world that we are living in, right? Like, I believe it's of the highest importance, but I believe it's a tool. And it's a tool that is also an amplifier. So it's just going to amplify who you are. If you're a good guy, you're going to become a better guy. If you gave a lot to charity, you're going to do even more charity. If you're a trash person, because there's a lot of trash people, you will be even more trash.
So I'm going to stop you when you get that first Versace t-shirt or whatever. Listen, you know, then I'm going to say line. It's a line that has been crossed. Okay, stay in your sheep ass t-shirt. Stay there. Okay, don't change.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna come. Make no mistake about it. Imagine me in Versace. Like, I don't even know how to pronounce that word. You know what I mean?
Have you ever been in a Versace shop? No, you've just been modeling for all these expensive clothes, but you never got some that you have to pay for.
If I die tomorrow and anyone say, hey, Sebastian was really well-dressed, I know I failed. If anybody mentioned my clothing on my funeral, I know I failed. Like that, no.
Just the sneakers, but that's the only thing.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Hey, Sebastian, the living legend. Thank you so much, man. I will link everything in the description below. Is there anything else you want to say? The mic is yours.
Listen, if you want to become mentally and physically stronger, we have a program we call Dancers Health Program. We help dancers just like you, whether you are a 55-year-old single mother with a full-time job that have social danced 2 times this last year, but you really love dancing. We have a program for you. If you are a professional dancer that wants to go from good to great, even all the way up to unstoppable, we have a program for you because it's customized, made specifically for you as an individual. You don't need to be a dancer. We're definitely not going to teach you how to dance, all right? There's other great people who do that. That's not what I do. I help dancers to get stronger mentally and physically with functional training, a method that I developed that I call dance-specific training. Or if you're a dancer, a dance educator, physio, scientist, choreographer, pole dancer, Latin dancer, whatever, we have a program we call Passion to Profit Program. In that program, I help people go from zero experience, zero online income, zero followers to get 3,000 to 5,000 euro of monthly recurring revenue. Real monthly recurring revenue means that you get 5,000 euro coming into your account every month. If that's interesting to you, Passion to Profit is for you. And listen, the most important thing you can do is to believe in yourself. Nobody else is going to believe in you as much as you need to believe in you. And it comes down to you. Nobody's going to save you. If you want to start your own podcast, if you want to do that, if you want to be the number one podcaster in the world within your niche, if you want to travel the world, if you want to start your online business, if you want to do whatever it takes, nobody's going to save you. There is no secret. The secret is don't stop.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming on this episode, Sebastian.
Don't forget to click subscribe, comment below, and give us a rating or review. We have a Facebook page, YouTube page, and we are on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, and all the other podcast platforms. We also have an Instagram, so don't forget to tag us in your favorite episode and share it with the world, because we read all of it.